The next harvest is one that Chuck LeMond will have to keep on waiting for, because walk into the storefront of Custom Wall and Ceiling Supply in Prince George, and there's something a bit out of the ordinary growing there. It's a tropical harvest that comes once every few years. Here's what it sounds like.
My name is Chuck LeMond, and I raise pineapples and just about anything else that's tropical that I can grow. On the year that my senior boss retired and we had a fruit platter for Christmas, and I took the pineapple and I started growing it, and I've been growing it ever since, and I've got four generations of pineapples now. Okay, we're in our showroom here at our shop, and I've got three big bay windows that give us all faces the south, and it will grow any kind of plant. A plant that grows around the equator, actually growing in Prince George. It's a little bit out of its environment, but I make its environment for them in our showroom. Camera photos. I don't know how to get them out of the phone. There, okay, now. This is how a pineapple starts. I got it right down in the middle. That is a little baby pineapple that I ate already. I grew it full term. And what I did notice is the pattern of when they go to produce the fruit of the pineapple. Longer, 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 and then it gets to a certain length, and then it gets shorter, 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 and then it pops out the pineapple. It happened to this one, it happened to this one, and it's going to happen to this one, I'm sure. My house plants are my kids. Baby plant, zoom, before it was the way it is right now. There's the baby plant. I treat them all good and water them lots, and if they need something, I will give it to them, whatever they need. Like, I just got to keep them going. It helps to, makes it feel more like a home. If with plants in a business like this, then it's not like I'm working underground or on a green chain or something. It's like, I like growing plants. I took the top and I rooted it and I got it to grow, and it produced two fruits, and I ate them, and I chopped the tops of the fruits off and I restarted them. And they produced me with this plant. The new plant, that the green, is right from the pineapple I ate, and it grew me one pineapple, and it's gone back into green, and it'll grow me another pineapple before it turns into this. Probably 5 feet across, maybe 2 feet high, and very healthy plant. I keep it lots of water, because it does like a lot of water, and a lot of sunlight and warm. The pineapples, two grew off this plant, and that's one of them, and my friend has the other one. And this one's produced one more pineapple, which I ate, and I started a new plant, gave it to another person to start, and this one's going to give me one more pineapple.
When are you expecting a pineapple on that one?
Oh, within the next 2 years. The flavor of a small, little, tiny, baseball-sized pineapple of a full-size one you would buy in a store, but tastier. Sweeter, more of a real... a sweet, concentrated pineapple flavor. And they grow really nice up here. So I cut them in little fine slices so everybody gets a taste of it. People from other countries that show up here, it's like, well, when's the last time you seen one of these? And they're not even from here, like the plants. And I grow them right here in my showroom, and it's like, if customers come in, they're always taking clippings of the coleus plants and stuff like that, which are more the merrier. I'll keep growing more. And so I've given a few pineapple trees away that I've grown and eaten, and let them grow it. And then we're all going to have a pineapple meeting one day. I gave one to the school district 57 for them to grow in one of their offices or whatever. And I gave one for my friend Scott, who's going to grow it in his house. And I want to give one of these to the university. But I don't know which one. I'll try to get them to come down here. You pick the plant that you want, and I'll hand it over. So it's like watching your kids leave home probably for the first time. It's like, hope I did the right thing, let them go, because you never know.
There you go, Chuck LeMond. He's growing pineapples in Prince George. And my thanks to Audrey McKinnon for bringing us that piece here this morning on Daybreak on CBC Radio 1. And by the way, you can also look through your phone. Maybe you've got some pictures of pineapple plants around. And Chuck is going to be expecting a big harvest, just one pineapple within the next 2 years. And if you've got any experience with growing tropical plants in northern BC, then all you have to do is email us daybreaknorth@cbc.ca.